Oh, hi, I'm Ryan Matlock, the writer and producer for the World Famous Odyssey podcast. We're getting ready to have an awesome episode. Here's a sneak peek at what will happen. It is time for the AIO news.
Right over there on the table.
This is 2012, not 2004.
What? I'm surprised too.
Can you hand me that box?
No one emailed me. Try pressing the red button.
Oh, jeez.
See? I told you that you would like it.
Mom, I'm back from my walk.
Oh, hi, honey. Can you hand me that box?
Sure. Here you go.
Thanks. So what'd you think of the town?
I liked it. I went to a really cool building called Wits End, and then I had a Wadfam shock saw. Then I listened to the episode of the Wadfam Odd Pod. Then we went to the kids' radio studio where Jeff wanted to play 15 minutes worth of commercials, but that would have been boring, so we played third podcast episode on the radio instead.
Well, see? I told you that you would like it. So, Wits End, huh? I think I drove by it a few times while looking at the town. I'll have to go see what it's like after lunch.
Did you say lunch?
Right over there on the table.
Oh boy! Mmm, grilled cheese.
What's that?
It's a sandwich.
No, what's that sound?
Oh, it's just my appleberry. Wow, it's the fourth episode of the podcast!
Wait, did you say fourth? I thought you told me the first episode was released earlier this morning.
I'm surprised too. They must work really fast.
Yeah? Either that or... time has no meaning here, and what happens here is really months somewhere else.
You're so funny, Mom. Can I listen to the podcast episode while I eat?
Sure. I'm gonna go get some unpacking done.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. Ryan Matlock coming to you. I should let you all in on what has happened on my trip. I tried to get some interviews with AIO employees, but I didn't get very many. I got a small one with Dave Arnold, though. I will play it on a future podcast. But I had fun. I got to spend most of the trip with Michael Wilmot. He made the art for the podcast, and we hung out at Focus on the Family. We also played paintball, all kinds of fun stuff. But for now, it is time for the AIO news. Adventures in Odyssey is now on iTunes. That's right, you can download any of the albums off of iTunes. So that's awesome. And also, there's this new contest by Focus on the Family, and you enter a music video for getting the show music, and you could win! So just go to the AIO website, and you'll figure out all that stuff, because I'm not willing to tell you the information about it. And now, I will tell you what the new news segment will be called, because no one emailed me to tell me what it was going to be called. Not So Ordinary News Report, News with Josh and Jill, or something else. And I had chosen something else, and now it's time for something else! It is Jill's turn, so I will turn it over to her for her report. Jill?
I'm so excited to do an official news report!
Great, what'll it be about?
You already know that.
I know, but I'm asking so that the listeners will know what you're reporting about.
Oh, well, I'm reporting on how the podcast got started.
Okay, sounds good.
I have the cassette tape with the whole story right here. Let me get it ready.
What is it with her and tapes? This is 2012, not 2004.
What?
Oh, nothing. You have that tape ready?
Yeah. let's see. How do I send the audio to the microphone?
Well, this is an Adventures in Odyssey podcast, so try pressing the red button.
Okay! Wow, I didn't think that would work!
Neither did I.
This story might be true. You be the judge. World Famous Odyssey Podcast. Who makes it possible? How was it started? And how is it made? First, let's see how it was started. It all started one day in December 2011, while Ryan was visiting relatives with his family. He was listening to the Ceiling Fan podcast. Ethan Daniels made a comment about how he was the biggest AIO fan.
Ryan commented.
Mom, I think I'm the biggest fan of Adventures in Odyssey. Definitely not Ethan Daniels.
Well, he does have a podcast that's completely devoted to Adventures in Odyssey, so I think you'd at least have to have a podcast before you could call yourself the biggest fan, right?
Ryan dismissed this as an implausible plan. Little did he know that he would one day have his very own podcast. Now we fast forward to April 2012. Ryan Matlock is now considering a podcast, but he has no idea where to start. He did all sorts of research on how to start a podcast, but much of it was unhelpful. So he put that off to the side for a while and wrote the very first episode. His next problem was the cast. Who would help him with the podcast? For that, we have to rewind a month to when Ryan goes to the library.
Let's see, original novels, original Adventures in Odyssey novels. Ah, here it is. That's weird. Why won't it come off the shelf? Oh, we're both grabbing it on the opposite sides of the shelf. Oh, what a coincidence. So, you like Odyssey too? Like it? I love it! I consider myself the biggest fan. You and a million other people. Oh, I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Ryan Matlock. What a pleasure it is to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm Chris Thompson. What a pleasure it is to meet you.
Wait, Thompson? Didn't you just move in down the street?
Yep, that's me.
Cool.
2 weeks later.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, Ryan. How's your ambition for making a podcast coming along?
It's going well. I'm still trying to get the first episode written.
Well, I am excited to help you with it.
Yeah, but I need to have one more person on the podcast. I think it would make it about just right.
Do you have anyone in mind?
Maybe. I met this guy named Chris a few weeks ago, and he likes Adventures in Odyssey.
Wait, do you mean Chris Thompson?
Yeah, you met him?
Yeah, he was kind of strange, though.
Eventually, Ryan asked Chris, who readily agreed to do the podcast. Then, after lots of work, procrastination, and editing, the first episode was released on July 9th. And now we come to the present. How does Ryan maintain, come up with ideas for, and produce podcast episodes now? Ryan tries to release one podcast per every 2 weeks. To show you what goes on during those 14 days, we have a few clips of those 14 days in which Ryan makes a podcast. This was while he was making the third podcast. Day 1.
Let's see. What should I do today? Oh, I should write the third podcast episode.
Ryan!
Hey, little sister Caitlin. What's up?
Can you make me a peanut butter sandwich?
Oh, sure. Wah-wah-wah-wah, alakazoom, peanut transformo. There, I have made you into a sandwich.
I get it, ha-ha. But seriously, could you make me a sandwich?
Sure.
Day 2.
Oh, I forgot to get back to writing the podcast script yesterday. I should write that now.
Day 3. Hey, Ryan?
Yeah, Jill?
Did you finish the script yesterday?
Well, I finished writing down some ideas, but I haven't put it all together and outlined everything yet.
Oh, I see. When do you think it will be finished?
Probably within the next 3 days.
It takes you 3 full days to write an episode?
Well, I don't spend all day writing scripts, you know. I have other things to do.
Oh, I thought podcasts were things that people did when they have too much free time on their hands.
Hey,
I guess I'll come back in 3 days.
Okay. Oh, wait.
What?
I don't have you down to record for this podcast, but will you be free to record for the 4th one?
Of course. It'll be my turn to report, right?
Right. Do you have anything in mind to report about?
Yeah. In fact, over time I've been recording you, so I have all sorts of stuff for a short investigative story.
Sounds good. Let me know if you need me to interview for it.
Okay, day 7.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, Ryan. What's up?
I have the script for episode 3 all done. Are you free to record?
Not right now. I am on the 15th level of the Verminoids video game. Or is that Zapazoids?
I think Zapazoids is the old version of Verminoids or something. But those aren't real video games, are they?
No, but I thought it would be funny to say so.
Day 8.
Josh, can you record today?
No, I have to go to a 2-day sports camp.
Day 10.
Josh, can you record today?
No, I'm really busy today, but I will record tomorrow.
Day 11!
Okay, Josh, are you ready to record today?
Yep.
Thank you. Okay.
Recording with Josh isn't the easiest thing to do.
Okay, are you going to go undercover for real this time by any chance?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go to bed.
Wait, no, get back here, sit down.
Day 12.
Edit.
Day 13.
Edit.
Day 14.
Edit.
Ryan, come on, we need to leave for our trip in New Mexico.
Oh, well, I guess I'll just finish editing on the trip.
And that is actually all the sound bites I have because, well, I didn't go on the trip with Ryan, but Ryan can tell you what happened.
I was so busy that I didn't get it done until about a week and a half later.
So, to those of you wondering why it took almost a month to release the third podcast episode, you can blame Josh for not recording when Ryan asked him to.
And that's actually also the reason that this episode took so long to be released. So, whenever an episode does not get released for a while, you can just assume that it's Josh.
Hey! Whoa, where did you come from?
I'll never tell.
Well, go away! It's my turn for the news report!
Okay.
Little does Jill know that Josh has taken the microphone.
Okay, everybody, just letting you know, for the next podcast, I will have a super fun news report. I am not going to tell you what it is about, but let's just say that she will rue the day that she scared me with the spider on episode 1. Okay, now I have to return the mic.
Where's the microphone? It was right here.
It's right here on the desk, under these papers.
Oh, thanks, Joshua. I actually just realized that I don't really need it. I'm done.
Okay, thanks, Jill.
Sure thing. See you in 2 episodes.
Or 1.
What's that, Josh?
Nothing.
Hey everybody, Josh hasn't quite gotten here yet, said he had a surprise for me. While he's gone, I want to remind everyone, in order to make this a world-famous Odyssey podcast, we need everyone to tell their friends, family, and countrymen about the podcast. Plus, you can subscribe to the podcast and like our Facebook page. That way, your friends on Facebook will see that you like it, and people who visit the website will know that—
Ah! I will stop the rambling!
Oh, there you are, Josh. What is that behind you, and what do you mean by stop the rambling?
After working with you for a few episodes, I realized that you get off topic a lot.
Yeah, so?
If you want to make this a world-famous Odyssey podcast, you need to stay on topic. How many world-famous things do you know of that ramble?
I could probably think of it if I thought for a second. Let's see.
The point is, I have to come up with a way to stop the rambling.
I'm guessing that is what the big thing you just brought in is.
Yeah, I call it the Wheel of Time.
I think there was something like that in Odyssey, and it was called a Vortex of Time. I don't know about this.
It's nothing like that. It's basically a big wheel, and I will spin it, and it'll land on a random number. That number will be how many minutes you get to do your segment.
What? You can't do that.
Yes, I can. Ryan, put me in charge now. Let's start.
What? Okay.
Three minutes. Okay, Chris, that's how long you have to review an episode. The timer has already begun counting down, so get started.
What? Oh, okay, we're reviewing Game for a Mystery. Josh, you've heard it, right?
Yeah.
Good, because we don't have the time for you to listen to it. Okay, what did you think of it? What was your favorite part?
Verminoid, when he was playing the Verminoids game.
Yeah, I thought that would be true. I liked it when the bird, I thought it was really funny how the bird dropped the game into the street and then it got run over and he was like, "My game! No!" What did you think of that?
How dare you! Terrifying.
terrifying.
The poor video game!
Okay, I don't think I can have you as my co-host anymore.
Yeah, killed it!
Okay, I thought it had a great lesson about not being so obsessed with video games. Or anything, for that matter. And, another thing that I thought was, I really liked how it kind of starts the mysteries with Emily and Matthew, because I really like Emily and Matthew. I'm surprised to find out that some people don't like Emily. Did you know that?
No, I get it. You like her.
No, it's nothing like that. Whatever. No, some people think that she's annoying and stuff. I just don't get
that.
She
is.
Okay, now I know I can't have you as my co-host anymore.
She's just so rambly. Okay, like so you guys are make perfect pair.
She's not rambly. Anyway, so for this episode, what would you give it a rating of? Like out of 5 Verminoids games, how many would you rate this?
I'd probably give it 2.5.
2.5, really? You have that much disdain for Adventures in Odyssey. What was so bad about it that you would give it a 2.5?
They killed the video game!
I would give it... I mean, if I had to give it a number, I would probably give it a 4.1. I don't know. Something like that. Something close to 5, but not 5, because then I sound like I'm cheating at being the biggest fan of Adventures in Odyssey by just giving everything a 5.
You know what? I think that Ryan's the biggest fan.
You think Ryan's the biggest... No, I'm the biggest fan. Ryan, know. Definitely not. No, I'm the biggest fan.
Really?
Yeah.
Sure of that?
Stop that.
You sure of that?
Yes, I'm sure you should stop.
I'm just talking so okay. That I'm able to make the wheel run out of time.
Wait. How long do we have?
5 seconds.
5 seconds. Okay. Everyone, goodbye.
Wow. I agree. That was without a doubt the best, most awesome, greatest sandwich I have ever eaten.
What? I thought you were talking about the podcast.
I was. I'm just kidding you, Mom.
Oh, so you didn't like the sandwich.
No, that's not what I meant.
Calm down. That time I was kidding you.
Oh, now that I'm done with my lunch, can I go back to Wit's End? My new friend Will and I are going on an imagination station adventure.
I have no idea what that is.
Here, come with me and I'll show you.
All right.
World Famous Aussie Podcast, take 2, 1.
Episode 5, World... 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
And now, I'd like to tell you that I get to decide what to call the news segment since nobody emailed me to let me know what they thought it should be called.
It says from Dramtic Music Pill.
Where's the Dramtic Music, please?
Now we fast forward to April 2012.
Apparently with a car.
With a dead cat in it.
I'm Batman.
Sure, I'm gonna go get some packing undone. No.
I'm gonna go get some unpacking undone.
I didn't say unpacking undone, I said packing undone. Unpacking. It's the same thing.
I'm Batman.
Can't be still laughing like we do my woman.
Okay. Go.
Sorry. I'm Batman. I'm Batman.
He only has disk space for 508 hours and 16 minutes left, so...
I'm Batman.
And so you could have a funny joke in here. Oh boy, grilled cheese. What's that? It's a sandwich with cheese. What's that sound?
Oh, that's awesome. Do it.
Okay. Oh boy. Or one.
Was that Josh?
What's that, Josh?
Oh.
Was that Josh?
Was that Josh?
I'm Batman. We
have 5 seconds left.
What?
Four.
That's not fair.
Three.
Stop it.
Two.
I broke it. Yes.
I'm back.
Man. And that's all for the podcast. Bye.